again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of August, 2007. It was on this day in 1945 the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima, Japan, the first time a nuclear weapon was used in combat, only the second time that one had been exploded, an attack which led to the end of World War II. It's the birthday of the man who discovered penicillin, the Scottish bacteriologist Sir Alexander Fleming, born in Lochfield in Ayr, Scotland, 1881. In 1928, he noticed that one culture of Staphylococcus bacteria had been accidentally contaminated by a green mold called Penicillium notatum, and around the mold there was a circle where the bacteria could not grow. Sir Alexander Fleming, who once said, "A good gulp of hot whiskey at bedtime, it's not very scientific, but it helps." And it's the birthday of the poet Alfred Tennyson, born in Lincolnshire, England, 1809, who gave us such long poems as In Memoriam and Idylls of the King. At the height of his career, one of the most famous men in England. He loved poetry. Alfred Tennyson wrote almost nothing else, never wrote an essay or review, kept a diary, wrote no memoir, wrote no autobiography at all, hated writing letters. He lived at a time when authors such as Dickens, others, were turning the novel into the most popular form of literature, and he was one of the last poets who could sell as many books as a novelist. Nearly every English household of people who could read owned at least one copy of Tennyson. He was a friend of Queen Victoria, wrote public poems, including The Ode on the Death of the Duke of Wellington and Charge of the Light Brigade in 1854, lived with his wife Emily on the Isle of Wight in a big secluded house, took long walks along the chalk cliffs overlooking the sea, composing his poems. In 1864, he published Enoch Arden, which had the largest sales of any book during his lifetime, more than 40,000 copies on publication. He was followed in the streets by his admirers. Tourists came all the way to the Isle of Wight to line up at the walls of his country estate. At the age of 75, he was offered a lordship in honor of his poetry, the first time any Englishman had been given a title for literary achievement alone, and that is why we now call him Alfred Lord Tennyson. Here are some lines from Alfred Lord Tennyson on his birthday, lines from his long poem, In Memoriam. Dark house by which once more I stand, here in the long, unlovely street, doors where my heart was used to beat so quickly, waiting for a hand that can be clasped no more. Behold me, for I cannot sleep, and like a guilty thing I creep at earliest morning to the door. He is not here, but far away. The noise of life begins again, and ghastly, through the drizzling rain, on the bald street breaks the blank day. Love is and was my lord and king, and in his presence I attend to hear the tidings of my friend, which every hour his couriers bring. Love is and was my king and lord, and will be, though as yet I keep within his court on earth, and sleep encompassed by his faithful guard, and hear at times a sentinel who moves about from place to place and whispers to the worlds of space in the deep night that all is well. Lines from In Memoriam by Alfred Lord Tennyson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.